welcome to the series of episodes talking about AI. I'm really excited to have Bill Lobig, the VP of Product for IBM Automation, on today as a guest. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny. It's great to be here. Pleasure.
So, Bill, can you explain to our viewers a little bit about what you do?
I lead product management for a set of technologies in IBM that, in summary, focuses on ensuring optimal value extraction from your IT investments and the health and performance of those to meet your business outcomes.
Now, as a product leader, what are some of the best opportunities for AI?
I think AI has a tremendous opportunity across many dimensions. I think that the best place for it now, particularly in my area, is around providing conversational experiences, what's new, right, generative AI, that can summarize massive amounts of operational data from systems, servers, events, cloud, all these technologies, and give those people who are responsible for ensuring the uptime of these applications better insights so that they understand the health. You can kind of think of it like, you go to the doctor, you get the blood panel, and you know what all your numbers are, right? You need deep insight into where the warning signal are, where you're reaching a threshold so you can take preventative and proactive measures to avoid an unfortunate situation before it occurs. And I think that same pattern can apply to IT, and AI is a driver of those insights.
So there's a lot of opportunities for AI to help supplement human, analysts and processing a lot of data. But are there risks that companies have to think about as they're considering their AI strategy?
I think the biggest risks are, well, there's two. There's people and adoption and acceptance of AI technologies. I think in the area I focus, which is technology operations, humans are a little more accepting of it and understanding of it because they're technical, they kind of get it. Mm-hmm. I think when you get into business orientation, it's more of a cultural shock. So there's the people process part. From a technology part, your AI is only going to be as good at, what does it do? It makes recommendations, decision support. It's only going to give you as good a decision or recommendation as the data it's trained on. And then you need to make sure that data was actually okay to be trained on. Mm-hmm. I talk to a lot of IT leaders, and this is becoming less of an issue now as we mature on this journey. But the two big challenges with getting these AI projects started are getting access to the data, because it's locked in all these systems and there's PII and GDPR and all these rules and very good rules. But what are you going to do with it? Where is it going to go? How you redact it? Do you redact it to the extent that it loses its meaning because you've nerfed it down? There's that. And then once you get it, you need to make sure that it's normalized, tagged, and can be used for model training. So provenance, lineage, access, secure, proper use of data, and then people adoption, understanding, acceptance, which is like an explainability and trust consideration.
And in terms of making sure organizations are using all the great IP that they might have, how do you see clients or customers dealing with packaging all of that information up?
It's why the data scientists and data engineering industry and disciplines, when I went to school, there was no such thing as data science. Now this is a whole movement. And what these people do is source data, cleanse data, massage and manipulate and prepare it for training models. A bunch of years ago, I worked in the Watson team, and one of the things I learned there is something, I don't know if this still holds true, but I'd roughly say it does. 80% or so of the model building process is on the data acquisition and preparation side. So that's a big focus. People kind of jump into, I've got an LLM from the internet, like, let's use it, right? Like, I think the data aspect is very critical to focus on to begin with.
Now, your organization is IT automation, and many people have heard of a category called AI ops. Can you talk a little bit about the intersection of IT automation and AI ops?
Yeah, AI ops. I kind of wish it was never coined a term, to be honest. If you think about AI applied to operations, it's kind of like AI applied to data. Like AI data doesn't make any sense, right? So, but the idea of AI ops is applying AI to your operational data in an IT operations context and gleaning insights and recommendations and patterns. And I mean, this is the thing that AI is uniquely good at. Traditional ML or generative is interpreting and finding patterns and different signals in massive amounts of data that no human could possibly ever comprehend even if they tried in their entire lifetime. So AIOps is about, you know, it kind of spawned as its own industry entity, but, you know, to my electricity example earlier, I think it's really using AI to make existing methods and tools and approaches better, right? This whole industry of APM, if you've made it, or application performance manager, if you ever heard of it, these tools were largely built for a person to solve they assume something would break and I need to go trace it and find the root cause. Okay, well, how can I use AI to find those patterns and detect those to deflect and avoid those issues before they even occur and become business impacting? So I see AI ops as an evolution of the tools and industry and the ways of working and making people in the IT industry more effective.
So something more like AI assisted operations.
Yeah, right? Maybe that's what we should call it.
That brings up an interesting dilemma. In the marketing world, we often talk about new marketers have to actually learn how to be good editors of generative AI. So getting the outputs, but still, you know, putting our flavor in and reviewing the content and being a good editor. Will IT people, IT admins, have to learn how to do this interacting with AI ops?
I think that it should always be used, at least in the foreseeable future, as a guide, as a suggestion, as an assistant. And so, you know, as amazing as generative AI is, I would assert one thing. It doesn't generate unique thought because it's trained on other thoughts that already exist, right? So you need to use it as a suggestion. And I think there's some interesting use cases to kind of flip this, actually. So here's one that we're thinking about. So I've got a problem in my operations. I need to solve it. I figure out the steps to remediate it. How can I now use AI to convert what was like these people are fixing things in a state of duress. Get the system back up, whatever it takes, as fast as possible. How can I use AI to convert that into a recipe or a playbook or a repeatable, and then apply it prolifically across most of these learnings? That's a noun. are like one and done in the context of an incident. So I think there's a lot of great ways that people can interact with AI and leverage it.
Okay.